What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful Select NXT review. This is going to be very short. It'll be more of a results thing than anything. As, boy, is it a busy week. And this was a pretty solid episode, pretty momentous episode of NXT. Big title change. I got a lot of things to say about the booking. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get right into it. NXT starts with Karrion Kross coming out to the ring. And as we reported on Fightful Select just before this show went on the air, he is vacating the NXT championship. He is in a sling, and he said that when he came to NXT, he said that everybody would suffer, but he suffered a little bit too. There are casualties on both sides of a war, and he has to vacate the title due to a separated shoulder. Triple H confirmed that separated shoulder to us on the post-show Saturday night. But then we see William Regal, who announces that next Tuesday on SmackDown, by the way, we will have one show. It will be on Wednesday next week, one post-show, rather, right after AEW on the main site. I will review both of the shows at some point next week. But he says that the title will be decided in a four-way Iron Man match. Finn Balor, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. So you have to be a little bit like, same old shit, but we'll see how it goes. I get the feeling Pat McAfee's not done with Adam Cole just yet. I think we're going to see more of him after that positive reception. So we got that next Tuesday, and that's a big one. Speaking of Tommaso Ciampa, he beats Jake Atlas real quick. He headbutted Jake Atlas and won with Willow's Bell, and then he attacked Atlas after the match, sent him flying over the stairs, and he's pulled off by officials. Then Ciampa did a slingshot on Atlas to the underside of the ring and hit a draping DDT. Jake Atlas is carted off, I guess, stretchered out. This is good. It's a different element of Ciampa. I mean, not different. We've seen it before, but it's back to what works. He's been off for 2 months, so probably good to get him back in there. He's back to work. NXT needed him. But you got to figure out something for him to do. He's been NXT champion. He's won the title. He's come back and not quite gotten the title and all that. But you got to find something juicy for him to sink his teeth into. Well, Breezango got something juicy to sink their teeth into. FCW boys doing things tonight. You had old Johnny Curtis and was it Mike Dalton? And then you got Bad News Barrett on commentary. He said that he'll be back next week. Good to hear him. I had complained in previous weeks about how I could never get into a Breezango match because for years and years and years, they've been relegated and throttled and put into positions where you just know they're never going to win. In 2 or 3 weeks, WWE fixed that. They gave them wins. They gave them a top contender match. And now, the championship. I got to say, Tyler Breeze was on top of his game. I could have given less than two shits about what these guys did before a few weeks ago. And now, WWE, specifically NXT, have put these two in a position where I'll always know they were at least NXT champions. At the very least, I know that WWE thinks enough of them to book them there. Now, this is not a strong tag team division. This is probably the weakest the NXT tag team division has been since the Ascension days. And I know a lot of people like to romanticize the Ascension's reign and all that stuff. That tag team division sucked back then. They had to bring in like Too Cool and a lot of people like that to defend against. And you don't want that with Breezango. You have Legado del Fantasma, and it looks like they might have something to do with them, maybe. But Grizzled Young Veterans are overseas. Gallus, overseas. South Wales Subculture, overseas. The Singh Brothers have not been wrestling. Mustache Mountain, overseas. Indusher, are they going to come in? Well, if Indusher did come in, I could think of far worse people for them to work than Breezango. So really, you got Breezango, Imperium, maybe, right now. I don't know where they're headed. Lorcan and Birch, Indusher, Ever-Rise, and like, oh, man, they gotta form some more teams, man. They got to get some more teams. Well, and of course, Undisputed Era, but I mean teams that aren't 50-50 and aren't just beaten down all the time. and that are good in the ring. It's like, you can do that. You can have teams that are good and protected and make them face each other. Damian Priest is interviewed backstage. Timothy Thatcher wants a title shot, and I don't know why the hell he should get a title shot. He just lost. Later on, you have Bronson Reed backstage, and he says he wants a shot at that North American title, but Austin Theory shows up, and that is a decision. That is a decision. He talked a little bit of trash to Bronson. Bronson slaps the piss out of him. I really like the Tegan Knox, Candice LeRae video where Candice was very grounded and says that they were friends and says that Tegan can go down the path that she's gone or they'll have problems. I wouldn't hate it if she went down that path, but that I don't know that NXT is heavy on baby faces right now. Well, yeah, I guess they kind of are. Mia Yim, Shotzi Blackheart, Rhea Ripley, Io Shirai, and Tegan. And then on the heel side, I know you have Dakota. Yeah, they probably... it's tough to say, man. Tough to say. Do you never know when somebody's going to get called up anymore? Shotzi defeated Mia Yim via pinfall. Robert Stone and Aaliyah had come out to the ramp and said that Mia will not be facing Mercedes tonight after what happened last week. Shotzi runs over Robert Stone with her tank, which I love that gag. Kyler, who runs the Fightful Twitter, doesn't, and lots of people tweeted that. Oh, wow, you like it, but the official Fightful Twitter doesn't. Man, that's real cool. I get it. I get it. Sometimes people who work together have differing opinions. It's insane, right? Either way, I like it. I like that Shotzi came down and basically took the match and won it. I'm completely for that. Really, really like that. Oh, I really like this NXT Cruiserweight Championship match, too. Santos Escobar defeated Isaiah Scott. The finish, I don't know how a loaded luchador mask works, but I like that interference didn't necessarily cost Swerve Scott this match because it didn't need to. It didn't need to, but this was really great, man. Swerve Scott is so good. The dude is amazing, and I've been a fan of Santos Escobar's work since Lucha Underground. He is just amazing. This match is a must-watch for me. They're trying to make the Cruiserweight title more important, and it is a good secondary-ish title. I don't think Santos Escobar should always have to cheat to win, though. He should get some wins on his own merit. Why not? We see promos from some of the combatants in the Fatal 4-Way next week. The Gargano one is good, but it seems to me a lot like this is what NXT wants you to cut a promo like. You say NXT. I've been the Iron Man of NXT. Whatever of NXT. And a lot of that happened with Balor too, where it's like he says a clever thing and that's all that matters in the promo is the clever thing. Nah. Oh well. Kyle O'Reilly's back. Hot damn, he's back. And he's facing Drake Maverick. The thing I like about Drake Maverick's character is that he is ballsy to a fault. So he does strike exchanges with Kyle O'Reilly, and he knows he's going to lose, and Kyle O'Reilly knows he's going to beat him at the strike exchanges, but Drake does him anyway, and it costs him the match. And like Kyle just kicks his leg out from underneath him. Really, really good. And then... oh, boy. Kyle O'Reilly goes Imanari roll into a heel hook. Oh, sign me up. Hug me right now. An Imanari roll into a heel hook. I love that. Kyle O'Reilly implements MMA-style work into his pro wrestling work as well as anybody I've ever seen. Just outstanding. Undisputed Era attacked Drake after the match, and Killian Dane saved him, but Dane lays him out with a lariat. At this point, I think Killian Dane probably just needs to give it up and team with Drake Maverick, because I can't figure out what the hell he'll... like, is he going to fight them off himself? Probably not. And as we've mentioned, NXT needs tag teams. Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley beaten by Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai. This was the Raquel show, and I thought Raquel was going to pick up the win with that spinning power slam on Io Shirai, but instead, Rhea Ripley tagged herself in. Now, there was the finish that I just loved. Rhea gets the tag, and on her way in, she tripped. Now, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but it set up a monster big boot for Raquel Gonzalez. And after that, Raquel wins with her one-arm powerbomb, and it looked great. And I'm completely fine with this, because before this, I saw Rhea Ripley cutting that same shitty scripted promo that they have her cut all the time, and she is so much better than that. She is so much better than that. Here's the thing. I feel like, and this is me personally, I feel like Rhea Ripley has probably grown up on these terrible scripted promos. So that's what she knows, and she knows that world of scripted promos and delivery and stuff like that. That's the thing I got to take into context here. Like, 10 years ago, they were doing these terrible scripted promos. Rhea Ripley was like 13 or 14 then, growing up watching this stuff. So to her, she's knocking it out of the park, and probably to the people in WWE, she is too. But to people like me, I'm like, ah, that isn't great. Then I see her in the ring, and everything computes. The way that she carries herself, the way that she moves, the way that she does moves, the way that she sells, the way that she takes a pin, even. It was amazing. And Raquel Gonzalez is so good right now, and they're playing to her strengths. That's the thing, I should say. They're playing to her strengths well. And Dakota is being the supporting player to Raquel, which I think is integral. I think it's important. Really, really love this. That was something that I liked the most on that show. They gave some importance to Breezango. Not some importance. A lot of importance with Breezango. A lot of it. Damn. This was a pretty solid episode. There's a lot of shit that didn't matter at all. Okay, episode of NXT. It's all right. Some stuff happened. Raquel Gonzalez got a big win. New tag champs, title vacated, but quite frankly, if you watched the first half hour of the show, you were good. Nothing wrong with that, I guess, but unopposed, you want to pull out all the stops. You want to go crazy on a show like this. Next week, the Fatal 4-Way Iron Man match, we will have a Wednesday night war show, even though NXT is on Tuesday, AEW is on Wednesday. It is weird that we are doing like 4 weeks. It's either 4 weeks in a row or 4 out of 5 weeks that are unopposed. Unbelievable. Till next time, guys, we're out.